الحمد لله، صلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبي مصطفى. أما بعد، dear brothers and sisters، السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Once again with the دروس المهمة and today sorry once again with the IPI and today we're going through the continuation of the explanation of fasting. So far we have covered the issue of fasting, the meaning, and conditions for fasting, for obligation of fasting, for acceptance of fasting, things that one need to avoid in fasting, correct? Did we get the things that one need to avoid as any member? Yeah, we did. And then we said that we're going to continue on speaking about the ruling of re-fasting or recovering the days of fasting. As we all know that fasting is obligatory upon every Muslim who's having the conditions for fasting. From those who are exempted from this obligation is the one who is very old to any limits that he does not know the good and bad, or what is around you. The age of senile. Person, or in fact fasting, he is not senile, but that is, feel very tired and collapse. The person should not fast, but he should feel needy for each day. The second is the person that who cannot fast forever because of an illness that cannot be cured, and he got to go through medication in daytime. Then this also feel needy for each day. But if he is somebody who is ill, but as per the medical recommendation or report that he can be cured within 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 whatsoever months, then this kind of person must not feed. But he can break fasting and hold until he is capable to fast, then he fasts. And when we say capable, we mean we are talking about ability, not wish. And also from those people who are exempted from fasting, is the man, the woman in menses, and the woman who is over menses, istihada. The woman in menses must not fast, but she must do those days. She cannot just feed a poor or needy. But she, if she breakfasts for menses for 7 days, then after Ramadan, when she is free of menses, she has to fast same number of days. While the istihara, the over menses, will have to fast during the month of Ramadan. Although the blood is still running, but this blood is not the blood of hayd, menses. The woman after giving birth, as long as the blood is still running for a period lesser than 40 days, then she has to break fast and recover the day by fasting perhaps. The traveler has a permission to break fast whatsoever the mean of traveling is. The is a woman who is pregnant, and the seventh is a woman who is breastfeeding. The ulama have different opinions in regard to these two qualities. Some of them said if they fear that they themselves get weak, then they deal with the issue like a sick person passing through Ramadan. While some said the pregnant woman or the woman after birth or the woman who is breastfeeding, sorry, the pregnant and the one breastfeeder will have just to feed And the last is the one who will need to break fast for saving someone, like those, like that person who, yeah, the one who will give a hand to somebody who's drawing in the river or sea, but he needs to eat because he is feeling weak. Then he can eat and do that great job. The merits of Ramadan. There are a lot of evidence for the merit of Ramadan. From these is what the Prophet ﷺ said in the two Sahih, Bukhari and Muslim, on the 30th of Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala an, that so if this person needs to break fast to survive someone or relieve someone, then he is permitted to break fast and save and protect that person. From the merits of the month of Ramadan, from the merits of Ramadan is what the Prophet ﷺ said in the two Sahih on the 30th of Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu, إِذَا جَاءَ رَمَضَان, if Ramadan comes, فُتِحَتْ أَبْوَابُ الْجَنَّةِ, gates of the Jannah are opened, وَغُلِّقَتْ أَبْوَابُ النَّارِ, and the gates of fire are closed, وَصُفِّدَتْ الشَّيَاطِينَ, and the shayateen, the devils, are chained. And let's begin the explanation from the last part of the hadith. What does the shayateen, the devils, are chained? What does it mean? It means that the shayateen won't be able to misguide anyone. And that month, when these people are fasting, so it's a protection, as the Prophet ﷺ said, "As-sawmu junnah." Verily, fasting is a protection, a reveal. غُلِّقَتْ أَبْوَابُ النَّارِ. What does that mean? غُلِّقَتْ أَبْوَابُ النَّارِ فَلَمْ يُفْتَحْ مِنَا بَابٌ. The gates are of the fire are going to be closed, all of them. وَفُتِحَتْ أَبْوَابُ الْجَنَّةِ. So all the gates of paradise are open. So what does that mean? The shayateen are chained. The gates of fire are closed. The gates of Jannah are open. So it means that Allah, the Most Generous, wants people to enter Jannah by following his command and his messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. From the merits of Ramadan is that fasting it will cause a forgiveness of one complete year or the whole sins ever recorded against this person. The second merit is the standing for prayer at the night of Ramadan. From the merits is the recitation of Quran, as it is the month of Quran in which Quran was descended. The sadaqah, as the Prophet ﷺ used to be generous, but more generous when in Ramadan. When the angel came to him, Quran. From the merits of Ramadan is the recitation of Quran, the sadaqa, the optional trip, staying in a masjid, and from the merits is Laylatul Qadr, only vowed in Ramadan. And from the merits and generally of prefer food to, and there are a lot of rulings of fasting. Just fasting Mondays and Thursdays, fasting 3 days a month, fasting the day of the fasting, as in Bari on the third of Ibn Abbas, fasting the day of Arafah. For today, Barak Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi.